This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 30th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm evening lies ahead across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild night with clear skies, while Jerusalem remains comfortable. Haifa and Beersheba are seeing a gentle breeze, making for a pleasant night outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF says a strike on a Gaza hospital compound killed a Hamas commander, accused of orchestrating attacks on Israeli troops and civilians. Also, Ynet informs us that an IDF soldier recited Kaddish at the site in Lebanon where his father was killed nearly 2 years ago. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom Hebrew, a Jewish candidate faced verbal attacks by anti-Israeli protesters despite referring to the Gaza war as genocide. Separately, JNS reports that El Sayed has apologized for his response to an attack on a Michigan synagogue, clarifying he did not intend to justify violence. And finally, JT highlights that Abdul El Sayed has issued another apology concerning past comments during a meeting with the state's Jewish Democratic Caucus. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, reported over 4 days ago that Hakeem Jeffries, a leading Democrat in the U.S. House, condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on CNN. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, announced earlier that the Netherlands representatives will be expelled from Kiryat Gat due to their government's anti-Israel measures. Belaz News reported 4 days ago that the expulsion of Dutch diplomats follows a new Dutch law banning trade in products from certain Israeli regions, effective next month. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's recent actions. According to the Times of Israel, the military targeted a Hamas commander responsible for attacks on Israeli forces. This comes as part of Israel's ongoing operations in Gaza, aiming to reduce threats to its citizens. The strike underscores the intense focus on disrupting Hamas leadership. Turning to Lebanon, where a poignant moment unfolded. As Ynet details, Yehuda Moyal, an IDF soldier, visited the site where his father fell. This act of reciting Kaddish symbolizes personal loss intertwined with national service, resonating deeply with many in Israel. Meanwhile, Brad Lander, a progressive Jewish candidate, faced intense backlash. Israel Hayom Hebrew reports protesters targeted him for his comments on Gaza, reflecting the heightened tensions surrounding the conflict. Such incidents highlight the polarizing debates on Israel's actions abroad. In the United States, Democratic Senate nominee Abdul El Sayed has issued an apology. JNS reveals his attempt to clarify comments perceived as justifying violence against a synagogue. This apology aims to mend relations with Jewish community leaders and voters in Michigan. Lastly, another apology from El Sayed, as reported by JTA, further addresses past remarks. This additional step seeks to reassure Jewish Democrats of his commitment to unity and understanding. It underscores the delicate balance politicians must maintain on international issues. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports a dispute between the IDF and the Ministry of Finance over defense budget transfers, sparking tensions over military funding. Separately, CTEC reveals that Smart Shooter, an Israeli company, has seen its backlog soar to $51.6 million, driven by new orders primarily from the US and Asia Pacific. And finally, Walla Business highlights the economic impact of reserve duty, with the Treasury's latest estimates placing the cost to the state at up to 68,000 shekels per month. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.